I'm Matt Bush, Maryland reporter for WAMU 88.5 News. Montgomery County Executive Isaiah Leggett is, for now, abandoning his push for an independent transit authority for the county to help pay for transportation projects. What does that mean? Leggett announced a year ago he would ask the General Assembly to create the transit authority. It would have allowed the county to set and collect new taxes to pay for new roads and maintenance, as well as mass transit projects and upgrades. Most notably, the authority could have funded the extensive network of rapid bus routes county lawmakers have long sought. These routes carry buses in lanes that are separate from the rest of traffic. But Leggett's proposal arrived with a thud in Annapolis and went nowhere. He's changed tactics this time around. He'll seek to build the rapid bus network a few routes at a time.
You'd never have to do all of it at one time. It was always assumed that you would do it in piecemeal over a period of time.
Constructing a few routes at a time is cheaper, and Leggett's budget for next year is expected to address how to pay for them. Leggett also feels this approach may one day allow for his original plan, the specific transit authority, to come to fruition if the first routes see high ridership.
It may be that after we've seen it and say, okay, these routes work pretty well, the fears that we once had about how we can deal with this type of authority probably by that time may not be as germane to some people.
As for which routes would be built first, the county executive was noncommittal. Leggett says many factors will go into choosing those. They include areas with the opportunity for the biggest job growth, where current roads are large enough to handle the rapid buses, and spots with heavy congestion. The county is studying rapid bus lanes along routes 355 and 29, as well as Veers Mill Road. Those studies are scheduled to be completed next year. Leggett says construction could start soon after. I'm Matt Bush.